I went along to the Nicholson Square Methodist Church, which was quite different from the suburban 1950s building I'd worshipped in. It was an 1816, quite austere building. The church officer still carried the Bible in, wearing a university gown. The choir sang in Latin, which I had never heard before. But the preaching was very inspiring, and particularly in the evening, there was a large evening congregation. The evening service was led by the university chaplain, the Methodist chaplain, who wasn't the minister at the church, and was well attended because he used to preach very provocative sermons. And then after that, there was coffee and the MethSoc students met together in the same room.
Do you think your faith developed a lot while you were at university?
Definitely. I think it was both deeply, deeply challenged and very much matured. It was challenged because studying philosophy, especially the philosophy of religion, any inconsistency in your argument for faith was very severely pulled apart. There was a secular assumption within the department, so you were very much going against the grain as a person of faith. There were a few of us, but the professor used to describe it as stripping away your muddle and allowing you to remain with mystery. But they would strip all that muddle away. In terms of faith development, I think the evening services with Gerald, the minister, who was the chaplain, really allowed us to question things. I remember his sermon, Virgin Birth, Fact or Fiction, quite distinctly. And he also encouraged us to support other churches in the circuit or in the district by using some time in our Easter holidays to go and do outreach or mission work there. And that was something I felt deeply suspicious about. In my household at home, the word evangelical was only ever used when it was preceded by the word raving. So anything that seemed evangelical was really rather frowned upon. But we were encouraged to do it, and I pushed myself out of my comfort zone to do it. It was nothing very difficult, really. House-to-house visiting, doing work with young people, putting on services, putting on events. But I really did feel that we were helped in that. We spent a week as students somewhere, camping on a church floor as a little community with a routine of prayer. Yes, that was very formative, very formative.